So listen up, I've got a problem. I think you guys have probably got exactly the same problem, and we're going to solve that problem today, right? The problem that I have is that I have way too many tokens in my portfolio. I've got tons and tons and tons of tokens in my portfolio after the bull market, and I'm kind of left with like a whole lot of tokens in my portfolio, and I need to reduce the number of tokens in my portfolio. And the reason why I need to reduce the number of tokens in my portfolio is because I feel like a lot of the tokens shouldn't be there. I feel like I'm emotionally attached. I'm carrying emotional baggage of the past, and I need to make sure that I carry the right tokens and that I'm super focused. If we go up, I need to make sure that I maximize my returns. And if we're going down, then I need to make sure that I'm holding the best quality tokens that are actually available. And so the way that I do this is actually a very simple way. I literally put two tokens against one another and I ask myself a very simple question. Which one will double first? And that is how I decide whether I should be holding the one or the other. It's a very, very, very simple game, right? You say, for example, Near versus Sonic, which one will double first? Tudor, if you could put up a poll in the chat, Near versus Sonic, which one will double first? And then I keep only the one that's going to double in my portfolio. So that's what we're going to do today. We're literally going to go through all these tokens. We're going to compare them. Near versus Sonic, Rune versus Mantra, Super versus Ronin, Curve versus Arweave. And we're going to decide which ones are going to double first. And based on that, we're going to decide which one we should keep in our portfolio and which ones we shouldn't keep in our portfolio and which ones should basically be out of our portfolio. So listen, it's Friday. I mean, the truth is, you know, and I know there's not much happening on the markets. Bitcoin is exactly where it's been for the last, I think Bitcoin lives at 96,500. It's been here for so many days. I really couldn't make another Bitcoin show and just tell you that things were going to go crazy and parabolic. So I thought we'd have some fun today. We'd compare tokens against one another. And ultimately, we'd refine our portfolios to be holding only the best tokens that are actually going to survive. So that sounds good to you. You know the drill. Subscribe to the channel. Be one of the 1.15 million subscribers. Obliterate the like button. Also, at the end of the show, I'm going to show you how you can make $250 between now and the end of the weekend. And I'm going to show you how you can turn that $250 into $1,000 by end of next week. That's going to happen at the end of the show. It's not a joke. It's a real, real, real thing. So if that sounds good to you, let's go. You know how it works. Very simple. You put the one up against the other. You ask yourself a question. Which token is going to double first? And that's the one that actually wins the challenge, right? Let me give you an example of exactly how that works. So the first one that we're going to do today is we're going to look at two tokens in my portfolio. The first one is Near and the other one is Sonic. So let's decide which one is going to double first. Near is at $3.48 and Sonic is at 55 cents. So if you look at Near, let's quickly go. So that's Sonic. Sonic, of course, is a new launch. The highest that it's been is at about 85 cents. It's now trading at about 55 cents. And then you've got Near. Near's been on a much, much, much longer journey. You can see Near's been as high as $9 already in this cycle. It's now back at $3.50. Which one of these is going to double first? Are we going to get Near to go to $7? Or are we going to get Sonic to go to $1? Or $1.10. Which one of these do you think will double first? Now, let's look at the merits of each one. Near is known as the AI blockchain. And there's a massive, massive, massive AI narrative that's currently happening. But for me, the problem with Near is that even though it is a great blockchain, and the guys are very, 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 very smart, and they call themselves the AI blockchain. If you are the AI blockchain, then how come all the agents are happening on Base? And how come all the agents are happening on Solana? We need Near to actually do something amazing so that it can start competing with the likes of Solana and Base when it comes to AI agents. Otherwise, I mean, if you have the best chain, but you have no users, well, it's not going to work, right? On the other hand, you've got Sonic, right? Now, Sonic has recently launched, and what you can see is its TVL is starting to go parabolic. You've got Andre really, really, really pushing this chain, and there's probably a lot of upside here. So I must be honest, when I look at this and I look at this challenge and I say, which one is going to double first? Is Phantom or Sonic going to hit $1.10 or is Near going to hit $7? What did the audience here say?
The people are saying Sonic. 4%.
All right, so Sonic it is. I'm saying Sonic too. I think I'm going to keep Sonic in my portfolio. Let's move to the next one. So you kind of get an idea of how this game works now, right? All right, so The next one that I'm putting up against each other is Rune against Mantra. Now, there's a reason why I paired Rune against Mantra. For those of you who don't know, Mantra is a real-world asset play. And there's a massive, massive, massive real-world asset narrative. These guys are amongst the best executors in the market, I'll tell you that much. They've traditionally been like a Dubai, Abu Dhabi-based entity, so to speak, and most of their support has come from there. But now they're starting to expand into the US in a time where real-world assets are like the most amazing thing. And so you have, I mean, if you look at the price performance of Mantra, you can see the price performance has been, and this has probably been the best price chart of the cycle. We got you guys into this thing at like 35 cents or something. I don't remember exactly the price, but it was very, very, very low. Now it's trading at $5.48, and it's been as high as $6.50. Then you've got ThoughtChain, right? Now, when it comes to ThoughtChain, ThoughtChain's had a really, really rough time. The protocol almost collapsed. The validator started leaving. They were constrained by this lending product, which basically made the core protocol insolvent. But what they did was they restructured the debt. And now the core protocol is actually working really well. And so you've got to ask yourself a question. Which one is going to double first? Is Rune going to go to $2.86? Or is Mantra going to go to $11? What do you guys say?
The viewers are saying Mantra.
The viewers are saying Mantra.
Yes.
Mantra goes to 11 before Rune goes to... Actually, let's add another column here. So let's add another column. One is what Ran picked and one is what the polls picked. How's that? Okay. All right. So I'm saying Sonic. I'm saying Rune. I love both, but Rune will double before Mantra doubles. I think they're both good. I would hold both, but I think Rune doubles before Mantra doubles. Anyway, let's move on to the next one. So the next one is Super versus Ronin. Okay, now this is a close one. They're both in the gaming sector. Super is a lot more about hype and about community, and Ronin is a lot more about users and actual building. Ronin is the blockchain that the Axie Infinity devs built as their actual blockchain, right? And so the question is, which one of these will double first? Will we get Super going to $1.50 from 75 cents? Or will Ronin go away? Or will Ronin go from $1.22 to $2.46? So let me say the following. From a pure fundamentals building point of view, Ronin is definitely my pick. So Ronin has a lot more technology backing it. It's a very fast, good layer one, specifically made for gaming. It's got a lot of users. Actually, a lot of people don't really appreciate how many users the Ronin blockchain actually has. But then you've got Super. And Super is a very hyped up token, right? So you can see that Super was at a maximum of $2.28. And it's come down a hell of a lot. So it's come down about 65%. Now, if you look at Ronin, Ronin was also at about that price. It was about $2.50. And it's come down to not as much as Super. And so generally, Super is a much more reflexive token than Ronin. So the question is, which one doubles first?
The people are saying Super is going to double first.
Super is going to double first. I think I agree with him. I think Super is the one that doubles first. So, okay, can we add the price to both? So I can just copy and paste. So just, if we can just add okay. So we're going to say Super. We both say Super on that one. Okay, cool. Let's go to the next one. The next competition, or the next one that I'm actually putting up against, is Curve against Arweave. Okay, so this is quite a tricky one. If you look at the charts, let's just quickly look at the charts. So if I look at... I see there's all these connections. Okay. So we look at Arweave. Arweave has just launched the AO supercomputer. You can see that the Arweave price was almost like $50. It's now back at $10. And you've then got Curve. Now, Curve is a stable coin exchange. And this one, in the previous cycle, went up to about as high as $7. In this cycle, it's been to about $1.36, and now it's back at 50 cents. Question, which one doubles first? Does Arweave get to $20? Or does Curve get to a dollar? Which one doubles first?
Till now we have Arweave.
Yeah, but yeah, have you given it enough time? I actually think that Curve that Curve goes quicker. I think they're both good. They're both in my portfolio, but I think that for me, Curve goes quicker.
So the community goes Arif, and you go Curve.
All right, let's put the next few polls up. So Render versus Athena.
Render versus Athena.
Okay, then let's do Link versus XRP. It's going to be interesting. The Link Marines against the XRP community. Then let's do Tau against Aptos. Oh, no, wait. Sorry. No, wait. Link against Radium. Hold on. Link against Radium. Yeah. And Render versus Athena. That's interesting. Render versus Athena. Okay. And then let's do Link against Radium. And then XRP against Sui. And you can actually continue going down the list. So let's go through this. So which one doubles first? So this one I said Curve. Which one doubles first? Render or Athena? Both of them are very high FDV projects. Render's got an FDV of $2.5 billion. Athena's got an FDV of $7 billion. Athena trading at 46 cents. Render trading at $4.67, right? Now, let's just look at this. Athena does really well when funding rates are high and people need funding, because that's when the Athena stablecoin lands up making all its returns, right? And now the funding rates are pretty much close to zero, or in some cases even negative, right? So now is not a very good time for Athena, and that's why the price of Athena has been hit, and Athena has gone from $1.30 all the way down to 46 cents. Render, it rallies when Deepin rallies and when Solana rallies, and it's now trading at $4.68. Now the question is, which one will double first? Will Render get to $9.20, or will Athena get back to 90 cents? Which one happens first? What does the poll say?
For the for Render versus Athena, we have Render.
I'm saying Athena.
Okay, and for Link versus Radium.
Oh, wait, we're not there. All right, next one. Link versus Radium. This is a toughie. This is a real tough one. So Chainlink is the darling of real-world assets. It's been here for a long time. If I look at the fully diluted valuation of Chainlink, the fully diluted valuation is $18 billion. The fully diluted valuation of Radium is $3 billion. Radium has had an incredible, incredible run. It's been like the best DEX on Solana. And as people traded meme coins, all the trade landed up happening on Radium. And so it went from about 25 cents, or that's really a 20x or 25x in the cycle, right? And then you've got Chainlink. Chainlink didn't move for a long, long, long time. Look at this. It was from 23rd of May 2022. It stayed around $7 until October 2023. And then it started going up. And now it's trading at $19. It's been as high as $30. So which one doubles first? Does Radium go to $11, more or less? Or does Chainlink go to $40? Which one happens first?
The people voted for Chainlink.
The people voted Chainlink getting to $40. Okay, so the people say Link. I'm going to say Radium. I believe in Solana. I'm going to say Radium. All right, the next one. XRP versus Sui. Which one doubles first? You know how the game works by now. Let me know in the chat which one doubles first. Now, let's just quickly look at the price charts, because I think that's super important. XRP did nothing for a long, long, long time. For years and years and years, XRP didn't do anything until Trump won the election. And there was speculation around all these amazing, amazing things that were going to happen around Trump and XRP and American coins. And then it went from 50 cents all the way to $2.75. Same time, you got Sui. Sui is the up-and-coming blockchain. They're building really hard, really fast, and they get it's like the blue-eyed boy. Now, the question is, which one doubles first? Does Sui get to $7, or does XRP get to $5.40 or $5.50?
The entire community voted for Sui.
I'm voting Sui too. Okay, so community is also voting Sui. Amazing. All right, next one. AI or lots of users? Which one doubles first? Does Tau Tensor go to $800, or does Ton go to $7.60? One is an AI play. One is a play on a lot of users. Which one doubles first?
People have voted for the AI play. Oh.
People voted for the AI play. I'm also going to go with Tau. So we're going to say Tau. All right, Tau it is. All right, next one. Aptos against D-Bridge. Now, there's a reason why I chose this. So let's talk about what D-Bridge is. D-Bridge is, for me, the best bridge on the market. If you want to bridge money from any chain, any currency, to any chain, any currency, you can literally bridge money from Ethereum to Solana, from Linear to Phantom, from Hyperliquid to Metis. You can bridge from any chain to any chain. And for example, I can say, I want to select my USDC on Solana. Let me go back there. So I want to go USDC on Solana, and I want to swap it to BNB on the BNB chain. I use D-Bridge. When I use D-Bridge, not only do I get the fastest execution, but I also get points in the airdrop, right? So they did give a lot of points in the airdrop, and I actually want to show you how you can actually go about claiming those points. You go to this video, and what you do in this video is you click on this D-Bridge link, connect your wallet, and then the next time that you do a switch, you start earning points. You'll start getting points here every time you do a switch. Now, you don't have to put your money on a centralized exchange. It's all non-custodial. This is honestly like the best bridge in the market, I must tell you. This is like, you've got to be using D-Bridge, so just try and use it. So D-Bridge, the price of D-Bridge actually hasn't moved, and they've been making a lot of like good moves. Like, they were the first bridge to bridge to Hyperliquid. You can see, you can go to the bridge and you can actually go from and to Hyperliquid. They were the first bridge to bridge, or the best bridge. Even CZ retweeted about them. So from a bridge point of view, they're very good, but this token has no hype. And so it stays at around $266 million fully diluted valuation. Then you got Aptos. Aptos is at a $6 billion fully diluted valuation. It used to lag Sui very, very, very closely, but then there was a shakeup. The founder left, Mo left, and effectively Aptos started going down. So what do you bet on? Do you bet on the Aptos recovery, or do you bet on hype finally and eventually backing D-Bridge? What do you bet on?
The people have voted for Aptos.
Aptos, okay, I'm voting for D-Bridge. So, okay. Lido versus Beam. So this is effectively a bet of Lido, which is liquid staking, versus gaming. Which one doubles first? If there's a gaming narrative, I reckon Beam doubles. But if not, then Lido doubles.
Now people are voting for Beam.
Beam. I think I'm also going to vote Beam here. Now, I mean, I know we're having fun here, but ultimately, what you're doing here is it's an exercise that you actually should do with your portfolio all the time. And that'll show you whether or not you're optimally allocated. Because if you're voting for, like, when I want to do a switch from one token to another token, I just ask myself a question. Which one of these tokens is more likely to double first? And then I make sure that I'm not over allocated or under allocated. So this is like an amazing way to look at your portfolio, to refine your portfolio. All right, let's look at another one. Virtual versus Arc. So Virtual is the original AI agent play. It's the one on base. It's got a 1.42 billion fully diluted market cap. And then you've got Arc, which is the up and coming version of it on Solana, right? So you've got Virtual over here, and you can see Virtual topped at like a $5.5 billion market cap. And then you've got Arc, which topped at a 640 million market cap and is now at 34 cents. Which one of these doubles first? Does Virtuals go back to $2.8 billion valuation, or does Arc go to a $700 million valuation? What are people saying here?
They're overwhelmingly voting for Virtuals.
Okay, so they are overwhelmingly, this is actually very smart. So they're overwhelmingly voting for Virtuals. I'm voting for Arc. All right, next one. Solana or BNB? It's been BNB season for the last couple of days. It's been Solana season for a long time. Who are you putting your money on? Are you putting your money on Solana, or are you putting your money on BNB? Does Solana go to $400, or does BNB go to $1,330? I tell you where I'm putting my money. I'm putting my money on Sol. Well, where's everyone else putting their money?
They're voting. Give them a second.
Okay, carry on with the next polls as well.
Yeah. Till now, people are voting for Solana.
Okay, I'm voting Solana. Let's see what everybody else votes. Let everybody else vote. Give them some time and let's get the other polls up. All right, next one. Next poll that we have is Casper or Hyperliquid? Now, I mean, look, I know from a protocol point of view, you're going to say Hyperliquid. Of course, it's got the most hype at the moment. But remember, Casper's got a crazy strong community. It's been as high as 20 cents and now it's back down to 10 cents. Whereas Hyperliquid has been as high as $34 and it's now $27. Which one doubles first? Does Hyperliquid go to 54 billion fully diluted market cap? Or does Casper go back to 20 cents? This is going to be an interesting one.
Yeah, this is a very close one. We're 50-50 now. Let's see.
I'm going with Hype.
The votes are still 50-50.
Okay, let's see. All right, let's look at the next one. A meme coin versus an AI agent. WIF versus AI16Z. And the reason why I ask that is because you've got to take a view as to which one will recover quickest. Do you believe that AI agents will recover quickest? Or do you believe that meme shows will recover quickest? I wonder. I mean, this has been killed. This one was at $4.75. It's now at 73 cents. And if I look at AI16Z, AI16Z was at $2.50. It's back now at 50 cents. Which one? Will this get to a dollar? Or will WIF get to $1.50 first? This is tricky, because you know meme coins are more reflexive than AI agents.
You know people are voting for AI16Z.
I think I agree. Remember, I'm going to show you in a few seconds, I'm going to show you how you can make $250 before the end of the weekend. So just stay tuned for that. All right, next one. Trump at $20 versus Cake, Pancake Swap, at $2.50. Which one doubles first? Trump or Pancake Swap? Sure, this is tough because for Trump to double, you need that coin to go to $38 billion. I got a Cake.
Yeah, people are voting. Wait, it's tied now. No, Cake is in the lead. 1 second. People are voting Cake, but he's not leading by much.
Where did you guys get Maker and Ave from? I didn't see Maker and Ave on my list, bro.
I don't know how they appeared.
I also don't know how they appeared. I really don't know how they appeared. Okay, so let us, because we want to, this is a very weird list, but okay, let's delete that. Okay, let's fill in what everybody said. Let's fill in what everybody said. While you guys carry on voting, I do want to show you something. So, I told you that I'm going to show you how you can make $250 before the end of the weekend. This is how you make $250 before the end of the weekend. You go to the link here and you open up an account at WeX. You see there's a link here at WeX. You click that link over there. Open it. WeX is a non-KYC exchange, which means that you can pretty much open an account anywhere you want in the world. Now, here's how you get the $220. The first thing is open an account. The next thing, just add a phone number or an email. You don't have to KYC, just add a phone number or an email, link it to your account. You immediately get $100, right? And then when you deposit $200 and move it to your futures account, and then you get another $100. So then you got yourself $200. Then if you do a KYC, you get an extra $20. So if you don't do a KYC, you get yourself $200, right? And if you do a KYC, you get an extra $20. You get $220. Now, and if you carry on trading, every time you trade $10,000, you get another $10 in, I think it's every time. If not, it's once off. But this is literally a way where you can just open an account, secure your account, link a phone number and email to it, deposit $200, put it into a futures account. And the good thing about WeX is they actually pay the money very, very, very quickly. I reckon you could probably have the money in before the end of the weekend. Now, this is only valid until Monday. On Monday, what we're going to do is we're all going to take the $220 that we got for free and we're going to start trading it and we're going to see if we can take that free money and trade it into becoming $1,000 and $2,000 and $3,000. So all you need to do between now and the end of the weekend is go and claim your $220. On Monday, we will all trade that $220 together to see if we can, by the end of next week, make that into $1,000. So again, where do you go? You put it here. You go into WeX. You click on this link with WeX and you sign up and you get the $220. Also, lastly, before we go for the weekend, this is Kyle's last school that is free. After this, it's the school is becoming $3,000, $2,999. I really suggest that you do Kyle's school and that you do it now while it's still free, because it's a great course.
Reports. If you want to be a trader, the chart's the only thing that matters. You don't really need to look at any of the other stuff, news and all of that. It's honestly not that important. And that's the same for the stock market. Stock market for anything really, for that matter, because the technical analysis prints on the chart what the psychology of the market is doing. And most markets have some form of insider trader. Always. There's always someone that knows first what's coming.
So Kyle is a very, very calculated, very smart guy. His course is one of the best courses out there. I'm telling you again, it's your last chance to get this course for free. The course starts in 9 days. So you sign up now, and in 9 days, you actually end up doing the course. It's the last time this course is going to be free. When it's $3,000, you guys are going to kick yourself. Anyway, remember, $220 for free, free trading course. I'll see you guys again on Monday. Until then. Oh, wait. Don't go. Let's see what they voted.
You have the results in the sheet.
In the sheet? Yeah. How does? Can we get? Okay, there we go. So there's my picks. There's your picks. Let's see who wins at the end of the day. I wish you guys good luck. I hope you wish me good luck. I'll see you guys again on Monday. Until then, trade well, my friends.